Avoid boring your audience.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
This is done only as a courtesy to your audience.
When you see that Jennifer Lopez is getting married for the fourth time, are you like, oh my God, what a nightmare she is? Or do you think she's just been unlucky in love?
No,
four marriages.
I think if you get married twice and you go for a third time, you're broken and you should stop it.
What about four?
Then you're really broken. It's like if I go to dive off a diving board and two times I'm not very good at it, I'm not doing it again. I'm going to stop and just say, that's not for me. That's what you should do with four marriages.
No, but did you dive off the diving board to the side a bunch of times? Then finally somebody was like, no, dummy, you got to dive off the front and go head first. And then you learn how to do it. And suddenly you're like, I can dive. I'm good at this now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just curious if you think she's a nightmare and can't keep a marriage together, or she's also been engaged a bunch of times, or has she just been unlucky in love? She hasn't met the right guy, and now she finally has.
No, she's a nightmare. That's the reason. It's because she can't dive right. And sometimes you just got to stop. I mean, you don't need to keep doing it. If you're not good at something, just don't do it no more.
Or if you're not good at something, keep doing it until you finally get it right. How about that?
Okay, so let's look back at all the marriages that went on more than four times. That doesn't work out that way.
Well, I think it depends who you are and why. Like, if your life has not changed a lot from your first marriage to your fourth, then yes, I would say you need to get some therapy and figure out what the hell is wrong with you and why you can't make a marriage work. But if you think about Jennifer Lopez, she has been like several incarnations of herself over the years. She got married really, really young to this one dancer dude, you know, before she even knew who she was or what marriage was. So that was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the healthy marriage that she had really was with Marc Anthony. You know, they were friends for a really long time. But okay, I think that's what happened there. They were friends a really long time. One day looked at each other and went, let's do this. I don't think she was ever madly in love with him.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a successful marriage because it would still be going on. And it's not. So that was a dive she did and she belly flopped. So then she decided to try it again. And no, it's some people just can't live with somebody else. Unless you find that one person, like you, if you didn't find Joe, you would have to buy cats.
Well, why cats and not dogs? What
are dogs? You could be the dog person, you know. It would have to be a non-human is what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, you piss people off when you're standing in line at the store and you're only around that person for 4 seconds.
Well, I know, but I'm not marrying them. I'm just, they're experiencing me for a few minutes and then they get to move on and go on with their lives and forget they ever met me.
And that's most people that you dated. You just want to get away and forget that you dated her. No, I think if it's more than two times, I'm going to go out on a limb and say two times, more than two, you're going for a third, you're broken. Don't do it. Just from now on, don't get married. Just live together.
I think Jennifer Lopez's problem is that she's still gorgeous. And that's a problem. And here's why. Okay, so when I was in my 20s and I was gorgeous, like I was at the gym 6 days a week. Every part of my body was perfect. I had this cute little face, this beautiful hair. I was so tiny, and I forgot how tiny I was, that I found this skirt the other day that I totally forgot I had. And I don't know even why I had it all these years. And I was like, it was so little. I was like, did I have this when I was in like junior high school? And I found all these pictures of me in my 20s wearing that skirt. I was like, wow, I was tiny. Like I was hot and I was tiny. So it was, and I had the big personality. So I attracted men like crazy. And then they got to know me and were like, oh, she's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But they were attracted by the hotness. Now I'm no longer hot. So now as soon as they meet me, it's all personality. They don't go like, oh, she's hot. They're like, oh, this woman who's not hot at all is a nightmare. And they run the other way. Jennifer Lopez, if she stopped being hot, if she started aging like a normal 50-something-year-old, men would not be, she wouldn't be able to attract all the men that she can attract, and they can see that possibly there's a nightmare under there. You know what I mean? But she's still hot. She's still doing the thing that we did in our 20s.
Yeah, but see, you were smart enough to say, I'm not getting married again.
Right.
You were smart enough to say, I tried that. It didn't work. I'm moving on. You don't have to get married. In 2022, you can just live together. You don't. And I can't believe I'm explaining this to you. It's usually the other way around.
Yeah.
But no, she can just cohabitate with Batman and not marry him.
Yeah, I wonder what the rush to the altar is with people like that. You know, why they just, maybe they just really like being married. Maybe it's because of their kids. But even you can have kids and not be married. I don't understand what the rush to the altar is about. I think this is more about him than her. Although, okay, so here's what I think. He is very conservative socially. You know how like a lot of celebrities are conservative? They're conservative politically. He is not. He is politically liberal, but he's socially conservative. Remember he made that statement recently that every kid should have a father and a mother?
Right.
And single moms all over the country were like, fuck you, Batman. You know, and gay couples were all over the country were like, you know, eat my ass, Argo, because he has kids and she has kids. He must be pushing for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was thinking maybe her also, because, you know, she does have a, I mean, they're not religious. They were never religious, but, you know, she does have sort of a, I don't know, like a Catholic upbringing kind of thing, you know, where they do believe in family. And I don't think that she's as liberal as people think she is.
No, strict Catholics don't believe in divorce.
That's a very good point. Yeah, that's really
true. She's had three of them. So you can't throw the religious thing in there at all. I think with both of them, because they're both very attractive people and both have a nice bank account, they want to lock that shit down.
Oh, okay. So it's probably smart. You're making a good point. So it's probably smarter for them to get married because that way.
You can't pick up and just walk out.
Yeah, but you know what? That's bullshit because he picked up and walked out on Jennifer Garner. I mean, she married him. So what? So he wouldn't cheat and he cheated like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her own money and he had his own money. If anything.
She ain't got J-Lo money, though.
But he doesn't have J-Lo money.
Right. But he still wants to lock that shit down because she's on the Super Bowl looking hot as hell. So he wants to lock that down.
But doesn't just being with the person lock it down?
No.
Why do you have to get married to lock it down?
Because you can walk out.
You can walk out of a marriage.
It's not that easy, though. Not when you're dealing with that type of money. You can't just walk out. So that's a commitment. So I think they want to show each other the commitment, but how many times has he been married?
No, I think just the once. I think just to Jennifer
Garner. Okay, then he's not broke. She's broke. She is broken, and it's not going to end well. It never does.
My favorite part of this conversation is neither one of us are taking into account that the two of them actually love each other
and want to be married. No.
Like, they want to be married for romantic reasons because that's just, you know, you date and then you get back together. Remember, they were engaged before and broke up. So now it almost feels like last time we were engaged and broke up, this time let's go the distance. Like, let's not do what we did last time. It's like they're trying to prove each other right this time.
No, I always think back when it comes to those two, that photo of him driving away from her house with that look on his face like, oh dear God, what did I do? So I keep thinking back to that look on his face. That's not a happy look.
But if you remember, before he started dating Jennifer Lopez again, he was on like, not Raya, but one of those dating sites. He was on a dating site, like looking for models. Like Ben Affleck, think about that. Ben Affleck was like looking for somebody to date. Ben Affleck couldn't find anybody who would date him.
Well, because he's a complete ass. If you listen to any of his interviews or any time he talks off script, he's a complete asshole.
Yeah.
And she's a nightmare and he's an asshole. So doesn't make any sense. We don't know him at all. So we're just kind of guessing at the relationship. But I think it's just easier just to get married and move on. I don't know why.
It's funny you would say that and use those words, because when I was in my 20s, I dated a guy who was a little bit older than I was. And he was also an alcoholic, which is fun, because you never know which guy is coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this one time he came over my house and he was really drunk. And my roommate, Faith, was sitting at her computer doing work. She was in law school and she was like at her computer doing stuff. And he comes over and he was on a tirade, but like he was funny. He wasn't like a mean drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he goes, "Let me tell you girls something. All men are assholes. All women are insane. Did you hear me? All men are assholes.
Mm-hmm.
All women are insane." Hit enter, Faith. Faith, hit enter. He kept wanting her to like type that. Write this down. Hit enter. All
notes.
Men are assholes. All women are insane. And, you know, I was a rebound, basically. Like, the woman of his life dumped him. And I was like, he was an actor and a waiter, and I was a hostess at a restaurant, and I was probably maybe close to 10 years younger than him. And I was like totally in love with him, but I was literally a rebound, just somebody he was dating until he can get his real girlfriend back.
Before he came over to your house, he had to get plastered.
That should tell
Hold
you.
Hold on, I gotta go to Cooper's. Hold on.
Let me start drinking.
It's one of those beers when you poke a hole in the bottom of the beer and put it up to your face. That's what he's doing
Shotgun,
on the way.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing on the way to your house.
Shotgunning beers in the cab the whole way over.
Why is there limes and salt in your car? Because I was coming over to see you. Yeah, you were hot, but you were a nightmare. That's why he was drunk.
That's what I'm saying, but now I'm no longer hot. So now the nightmare is bigger. Now people can really see the nightmare coming a mile away. And, you know, I was smart with my boyfriend. I locked that shit down when I was like 30.
Yeah, because now he's too lazy to leave.
He's too lazy. I asked him recently. I was like, "You think we'll be together the rest of your life and my life?" He goes, "Unfortunately, probably."
Yeah, I mean, how much longer we got? I mean, it's COVID time. How much longer we got?
Yeah, let's just play this out.
Not even
play out this hand and see how it goes.
It's not even worth it.